This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The morbid milestones continue to pass in the coronavirus pandemic. In the United States, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19. Worldwide, more than 664,000 have died from the respiratory illness. Global infections are nearing 17 million. The United States has 4.4 million. Brazil registered record daily numbers of infections and deaths from the new coronavirus Wednesday, sending its overall death toll past 90,000 people. The country has been hit harder than any except the United States in the pandemic. The health ministry said new infections and deaths in the past 24 hours have brought their figures to a total of more than 2.5 million cases and more than 90,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Experts say under-testing in the country of 212 million people probably means the real numbers are much higher. Also, Brazil is expected to announce that it will reopen international air travel to foreigners, which had been banned since March due to the coronavirus crisis. Two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters this Wednesday. The sources said the federal government is expected to publish a decree announcing the lifting of the travel ban, although it will likely include some restrictions. After months of insisting it was completely coronavirus-free, North Korea this week acknowledged its first suspected infection. State media says the first possible case was a North Korean defector who recently returned. Experts say this is perhaps the biggest threat yet to Kim Jong-un's 9-year rule, especially if it turns into a major outbreak. State media continues to portray the situation as under control. Pakistan's de facto health minister, Zafar Mirza, stepped down Wednesday in the middle of the pandemic, citing criticism on his government's advisors who hold dual nationality. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Wednesday members and staff are required to wear masks in the House of Representatives during the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi said members will be allowed to remove their masks to speak in the House when addressing the chamber. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who steadfastly refused to wear a mask during the coronavirus pandemic, said Wednesday he has tested positive for COVID-19, raising concerns that other members of Congress may also have been exposed. He said he would self-quarantine for 10 days. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said he tested positive for COVID-19 once, but overcame it. Lukashenko said doctors believe he was asymptomatic. Observers noted his schedule remained busy and he was never seen wearing a mask. U.S. President Donald Trump told the Axios news site that he did not discuss an alleged Russian plot to pay militants for attacks on American and coalition forces in Afghanistan with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump, in an excerpt of the interview released Wednesday, said he discussed other things with Putin in a phone call last week and reiterated his dismissal of the bounty allegations. The Federal Reserve says the coronavirus pandemic will be a drag on the economy for months to come. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jay Powell, following Wednesday's policy meeting, said a key interest rate will remain at just above 0% as the pandemic continues to be the most compelling factor against the economy.
A full recovery is unlikely until people are confident that it's safe to reengage in a broad range of activities.
The Fed announced no new policies, saying it will continue to buy about $120 billion in Treasury and mortgage bonds each month as a way to inject cash into the financial markets to spur borrowing and spending. The Fed's overall message is that it will keep rates low indefinitely with the economy in a severe downturn. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Mourners of all ages and races said their final goodbyes Wednesday to civil rights icon John Lewis as his body lay in repose in the U.S. city of Atlanta. Lewis represented a large section of the Georgia State Capitol in the U.S. House of Representatives for 33 years before dying of pancreatic cancer last week at the age of 80. The casket will remain in the Capitol throughout the night to give the public a chance to pay respects. A private burial service is scheduled for Thursday. A much-anticipated U.S. congressional hearing featuring the CEOs of four of America's largest tech firms kicked off Wednesday as lawmakers tried their best to rein in big tech. Together, the companies represent $5 trillion of the U.S. economy. I'm Diane Roberts.